Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center. For today, it's Friday, the 20th of February, 2026. I'm John. We begin this morning with your Commission Commuter Update, sent in by Andrew LaPointe. He begins with information on the MBTA Red Line. Shuttle buses replace Red Line service between Broadway and Ashmont this weekend, February 22nd, 21st through 22nd, and that is for signal work. Trains will operate between JFK UMass and Braintree and JFK UMass and Alewife. Riders are strongly encouraged to use the Fall River, New Bedford, Kingston, and Greenbush lines for fare-free service between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK UMass, and South Station. On the bus lines, Route 28 is experiencing delays up to 25 minutes. That's due to traffic this morning. Route 30 on the bus lines experiencing delays up to 20 minutes, also due to traffic, and same applies to bus Route 137, delays up to 20 minutes. On the Silver Line, SL2 is detoured until further notice. Weekdays, 6 in the evening till end of service. The outbound connections are Northern Ave at Huber Street and 23 Dry Dock Ave. The following stop is closed. Weekdays, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon through Saturday, February 28th, due to construction. That's Green Street at Magazine Street inbound. Use Western Ave at Green Street as an alternative, and that affects bus route 70. Mass Ave at Wendell Street, there's a stop move. Stop has been moved about 100 feet, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, weekdays only, until further notice due to construction. That affects two routes this morning, 77 and 96 on the bus routes. Some commuter rail information for you for this Friday morning. Haverhill train 202 from Lawrence is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between North Wilmington and North Station, affecting the inbound direction. Upcoming, the weekend of February 21st and 22nd, which starts tomorrow, and 28th through March 1st, Red and Green Line service replace regular weekend train service on the Fitchburg line between North Station and Porter, and that is to allow for signal improvement work. The weekends of February 21st and 22nd and 28th and March 1st, Orange Line service replaces regular weekend train service on the Haverhill line between North Station and Oak Grove to allow for signal improvement work. Upcoming, same as the other ones, February 21st and 22nd and 28th and March 1st, local and express shuttle buses replace weekend train service on the Lowell line between North Station and Anderson Woburn to allow for signal improvement work. February 21st and 22nd, and not March, this is just for this weekend, there is no commuter rail service between Needham Heights and South Station. On the Needham line, passengers can use MBTA buses, Orange and Green Line service as alternatives. Looking at the ferry lines for this Friday, construction is ongoing in the Hingham parking lot on Shipyard Drive in preparation for the Hingham ferry dock upgrades. So there is reduced parking in the Hingham parking lot, so be aware of that. Some elevator and escalator alerts for this Friday. We have Alewife Escalator 352, Platform to Main Concourse, unavailable. Government Center Escalator 445, Copley and West, as well as Blue Line Platforms to Street, unavailable. Harvard Escalator 513, Harvard Square to Mezzanine, unavailable. Malden Center Escalator 312, Street Level to Commuter Rail Platform, unavailable. Maverick Escalator 434, Maverick Square to Unpaid Lobby is unavailable. Oak Grove Escalator 105, Commuter Rail Platform to Unpaid Lobby unavailable. Porter Escalator 510, Ashmont Braintree Platform to Unpaid Lobby unavailable. Porter Escalator 507, Alewife Platform North to Braintree Ashmont platform. Unavailable. South Station Escalator 382, Alewife platform to lobby. Unavailable. State Escalator 6, Oak Grove platform to Old State House lobby. Unavailable. Tufts Medical, Escalator 147, Forest Hills platform to Washington Street lobby. Unavailable. That's lasting through February 27th due to maintenance. Tufts Medical, Escalator 146 is unavailable February 23rd through March 5th due to maintenance. And Worcester Station, Elevator 781, platform to pedestrian bridge is unavailable. And with that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Friday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Friday, February 20th, 2026. Okay, we do have a short list, but it's an important one. D&D Power is still at the Willows. All right, so just know that if you're traveling through the Willows this weekend, which is not much going on there, but if you are planning on just going to the pier and just enjoying the, you know, the sea air and what have you, that there will be lots of activity with D&D Power, with the new telephone poles and the switching of the wires and all that stuff. Okay, so that includes the area of the residence area there, okay, and Winter Island Road. Mira will be again, and this is going to go for a little longer, I guess, on Lafayette Street, okay. Parts of on the inbound side of Lafayette, Salem from 114 going west, and also 114 going east. Okay, and they're working toward getting into the Loring Avenue area. Okay, so, but I would say, as a landmark, Christina's Pizza all the way down to St. Jean's Credit Union, you can you will experience some difficulties at times, but plenty of assistance will be available to you. Okay, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. And then the Diageo Electrical will, again, be at the Bypass Road and Bridge Street, right at that fork there, to continue working on some electrical systems that have been needed some updating and reconstruction there, for lack of words. Okay, so just... know that that activity will be going on there. The only thing I would be concerned about, if you take the North Beverly T bus, it is possible that there may be a slight delay, okay? And the problem with that is North Beverly T bus is not a regular ongoing, doesn't have an ongoing schedule. It's not like the 455 where you can get in a couple times an hour, okay? So just keep that in mind if you have an appointment. And that's it. If you have any questions, give me a call, Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. We are supposed to get some snow, so be prepared. Make sure your cell phones are fully charged in case you run into a problem, slip and fall and get hurt. You have a way to contact the Salem PD or 911. Salem PD's emergency number direct is 978-744-1212. Okay, so just keep that, make a mental note of that, and all that. And if you do have elderly neighbors with disabilities or no disabilities, if you can, please check on them and make sure they're okay. They have plenty of water and heat, okay? Because we lost a couple that didn't have heat, and they didn't, for some reason, have anybody to help them with that, anything. Okay, so so if you can, just please do. And if we do have tons of snow, if you can, the fire department would like to request in your local area, if you have the ability to help dig out the fire hydrants, you know, by your home or down the street there, they would appreciate it because although they know where those fire hydrants are, you know, when it's there's a snowbank there and they have to dig it out, and sometimes it takes a while because they know it's right there, but maybe 3 feet away or something. I don't know. Anyway, so that's about it. If you do have any questions, please do give me a call. Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a great weekend and looking forward to reporting back to you on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald for this Friday, February 20th. Front page of today's Boston Globe, healthcare's gains mask a sorry job market. Larry Elderman's commentary in today's Boston Globe. Pregnant woman held by ICE, I need help, is the quote. Criticized his way she was treated before being rushed to hospital. Black actor sues Art, in all capital letters, over hair treatment. Malcolm Gray's story in today's Boston Globe. Nonprofits liability limits challenged. High-profile cases put focus on longstanding mass shield. This is a Boston Globe spotlight follow-up story. And more on the Olympics. Pure gold for the U.S. Megan Keller rejoiced after scoring the game-winning goal in overtime against Canada to give the Americans the gold medal in a 2-1 win on Thursday. Keller is a Boston College graduate and the captain of the Boston Fleet in the Professional Women's Hockey League. What a game that was. Finally, on the front page of today's Boston Globe, in Peace Call, Trump keeps focus squarely on himself. New board's first meeting long on praise. Boston Herald front page for today, this Friday, February 20th. We have Golden Girls, USA women win hockey and figure skating titles. That was all yesterday. Randy Andy, another Epstein thoughts, Howie Carr's column. Tainted Troopers, four tied to cadets boxing death suspended with pay. All of those stories and more come your way here on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage gets underway this morning. Shortly at 8 o'clock, that's when the Wall Street Journal is read. 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe. 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald. 11 o'clock, the Washington Post. 12 noon, today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast. And still to come, your lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, mostly cloudy, some rain moving in, possible snow as well, temperatures in the upper 30s. Overnight, chance of rain, cloudy, temperatures in the upper 20s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-30s. The sun rose this morning at 6:32, setting at 5:23 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Friday, we start with the numbers game and the midday drawing. 1515, the numbers game evening drawing. 8536, mass cash midday drawing. 7:15, 25, 28, 34, the mass cash evening drawing. 9:10, 16, 25, 26. Mega Millions up to 416 million, 3, 37, 44, 52, 63, 14. Powerball at $190 million, 9, 33, 52, 64, 66, 1. Lucky for Life, 6, 10, 16, 27, 36, 12. And Megabucks, 2, 8, 25, 27, 36, 37.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver. Or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129. Or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, Hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.
Now we check in with Julie, standing by with the horoscope, this day in history, and science update on the Talking Information Center. Julie, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning. This is your horoscope for Friday, February 20th. Aries, you could come across as self-important today. Though it's necessary to focus on your overall agenda, be mindful of the people supporting you along the way. You'll move with purpose as the universe carries you toward new heights. However, it may take extra effort to keep both feet on the ground mid-afternoon. Emotions inflate as dreams crystallize, but you'll need to stay grounded to maintain a sharp wit. Get some rest to ensure you're ready for what comes next, especially if you become overstimulated or physically drained. Taurus, you may grow bored today. The luminary placement highlights which areas of your life have grown repetitive or stagnant, pushing you to seek some fresh air. However, it's essential to consider where closure is needed before gallivanting toward new horizons. If you have a history of running away from relationships or situations you've lost patience with, it might be time to address these behaviors. Monitor your thoughts mid-afternoon, as it would be easy to dramatize your own internal dialogue. If you start to fixate, give your mind a healthy challenge. Gemini, you'll be exposed to new faces today. Be mindful of how you present yourself and take steps to ensure you make a great first impression. Though some interactions will be short-lived, others could lead to fascinating plot twists. If you've grown bored in your social sphere, these vibes are perfect for expanding your network. A desire to reinvent yourself may arise, but investing in outward appearances won't satisfy this need. Instead of embracing superficial transformations, consider how you might strengthen your position and become a leader in the community. Cancer, you may struggle to maintain patience when greatness is at stake. Time will move as it always does, and rushing progress won't yield long-term benefits. Going out on a limb without thoroughly preparing for what comes next could lead to public embarrassment mid-afternoon. Your notoriety increases under these cosmic conditions, and you'll want to find balance between self-promotion and refinement. Articulate your goals, ideas, or work with poise to ensure your efforts are well received. Leo, change up the way you connect with the universe. Exploring new forms of intuitive development and spiritual practice will unlock personal magic that has lain dormant. Try not to concern yourself with philosophical rules you've picked up throughout the years, but don't fully believe in. Releasing these constraints brings a flurry of psychic activity mid-afternoon. Keep a log of your thoughts and feelings. Even if the epiphanies and signs you experience don't amount to much now, they could take on significant meaning later. If there's a specific area in your life that requires guidance, meditation can help you find the correct way forward. Virgo, time accelerates, but don't rush into decisions that can't be easily reversed. Though specific commitments will be unavoidable, it's essential to recognize you have the power to say yes or no when propositioned. If you feel confident about entering a commitment, go forth boldly. Fresh endeavors will be of particular interest, but remember to consider how one path leads to the next to avoid unnecessary side quests. Squash feuds in an effort to level up karmically and socially mid-afternoon. But don't force trust if it doesn't come naturally. Libra, fall in love with life all over again. You're cosmically poised to rekindle connections and personal passions that have lost some heat. Consider how you can approach each situation with a fresh perspective. Combating negative thoughts with positive ones will help level out strained dynamics or environments. Accept your role in maintaining balance to ensure the rest of your world moves smoothly. Applaud the success of loved ones mid-afternoon, but continue to focus on aspirations you've set for yourself. If you need advice or assistance, ask for it. Scorpio, your day-to-day responsibilities could shift. The luminary placement seeks to reinvigorate your routines by infusing them with newness. Volunteer to take on roles that will facilitate these shifts, especially where work is concerned. Now's a good time to seek out leadership opportunities, trusting your ability to cultivate healthy team dynamics. A desire to live more healthily also comes into focus, inspiring you to experiment with new wellness trends. Get organized and prioritize tasks that support bigger dreams. Sagittarius, you'll crave fun as the Aries moon builds heat within. As the weekend inches nearer and nearer, make plans to blow off steam with friends. Your spark grows with each moment of pleasure that is embraced, but try not to get too sidetracked before the workday concludes. Professional and romantic partners will grow frustrated if you allow responsibilities to slip mid-afternoon. Stay loyal to your commitments, and you'll be rewarded with strengthened connections. You'll have the freedom to enjoy yourself guilt-free once all tasks have been completed. Capricorn, catering to the individual needs of loved ones will be a top priority. As the Aries moon puts you in a compassionate and nurturing headspace, doting on family and close friends brings a satisfying sense of purpose. Take breaks throughout the day to ensure your own desires are met. Depleting your resources or pampering others could brew resentment if you're not careful. Your balance will be tested mid-afternoon. Recognize where you're at to stay aligned and avoid disharmony. Keep a low profile and enjoy a warm night at home to cap off the week. Aquarius, take a deep breath before using your voice. Excitement builds, wits sharpen, and new ideas rush in. You'll be eager to connect and share your thoughts with others, but speaking too quickly or interrupting peers could make your words fall flat. As the fire within grows, be selective of what you say to ensure the most critical messages land on attentive ears. The energy may frazzle you mid-afternoon. Reassess to-do lists and organize your workspace so items or details don't get lost in the shuffle. And Pisces, the Aries moon charges up your solar second house, opening the door to blessings from beyond. You'll need to stay focused and take initiative to make the most of these vibes. Be mindful of what you can realistically manifest while working with what you already have. Impulsive spending is an unfortunate byproduct of this luminary placement, making it easy to waste money on unnecessary items. Lean into your creative powers mid-afternoon, and you will discover hidden treasures. The stars grant permission to enjoy little luxuries as the work week comes to a close. And on this day, in 1998, 15-year-old Tara Lipinski wins the gold medal in women's figure skating at the Olympic Winter Games in Nagano, Japan, and becomes the youngest gold medalist in her sport. At the 1998 Winter Games in Nagano, Lipinski and teammate Michelle Kwon were both considered favorites for the gold medal. Earlier that season, the diminutive Lipinski, known for her energetic jumps, had been defeated twice in competition by Kwon, who is considered the more artistic skater of the two. Both Kwon and Lipinski turned in strong performances. However, Lipinski's program was considered more technically difficult, and she was awarded the gold medal. Kwon took home the silver medal, and China's Chen Lu won the bronze. Lipinski, then 15, was the youngest person in figure skating history to capture Olympic gold. In April 1998, Lipinski announced she was turning professional. She went on to perform in skating shows such as Stars on Ice and also pursued an acting career. She retired from figure skating in 2002. In 2006, she was inducted into the U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fame. And in the morning science update, researchers investigating crops grown in soil contaminated by the 2015 mining disaster in Brazil discovered that toxic metals are moving from the earth into edible plants. Bananas, cassava, and cocoa were found to absorb elements like lead and cadmium, with bananas showing a potential health risk for children under the age of 6. Although adults face lower immediate danger, scientists warn that long-term exposure could carry cumulative health consequences. And coming up on the schedule today, at 8 o'clock, the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock, the Washington Post, noon, the New York Times, 1 o'clock, the Patriot Ledger, 1:30, the Brockton Enterprise, 2 o'clock, the Taunton Daily Gazette, 2:30, the Attleboro Sun Chronicle, 3 o'clock, the Metro West News, 3:30, the Lynn Daily Item, 4 o'clock, the Salem News, 4:30, the Gloucester Daily Times, 5 o'clock, the Daily News of Newburyport, 5:30, Providence Journal, 6 o'clock is Shopper's Guides from Stop and Shop, Roach Brothers and Shaw's. At 7 o'clock, more Shopper's Guides from Market Basket, Big Y, and Whole Foods. 8 o'clock, AP News. 9 o'clock, The Book Hour. 10 o'clock, USA Today. And at 11 o'clock, Newsmax.